Time to be doing that bullshit. That's a good news. Welcome back, BS with Brian Simpson. I think this is episode 101. Bing, 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 bing. We're back. Don't forget, if you want to support the podcast, you know, just like, share, subscribe, comment, tell somebody, argue in the comments. I think that feeds the algorithm, arguing. Man, we are doomed. Okay. If you want to support me directly, come see me on tour. Buy a ticket. Go to BrianSimpsonComedy.com. I'm coming to a city near you. I think this weekend I'm going to be in Seattle, but you'll probably be seeing this by now. I'll be in Seattle or Tacoma, Washington. And I'm coming up to all type of places. The next place is Netflix is a Joke Festival at the Comedy Store. Those, I think there's only 20 tickets left for that show. So, you know, don't hit me. You know, it's May 7th at the Comedy Store in the main room. You know, people, you know, do what you got to do. But get the motherfuckers. There's almost a goon. And what's next? Also, you can follow, you can click on my socials, go to any of my socials, BS Comedian, click on the link in the link tree if you want to get a ticket to one of the shows. I'm coming everywhere, Philly, Atlanta, you know, all the places. Also, check out my serious radio, Netflix is a Joke radio. I have a serious show called Stories from the Road. Yeah, that's out there now. And also, each and every Tuesday at the Comedy Mothership is Bottom of the Barrel, an improvised stand-up show. Well, all the suggestions come from you, and comedians improvise. I think that's everything. Also, if you've got any questions, comments, concerns, you want advice. You want advice from the advice champ. Go ahead and email us at bswithbriansimpson@gmail.com. You know what? We're going to go ahead and start with the goddamn. We're going to start with the goddamn advice. Okay. Let's just do that. How about that? this is from Cameron. Cameron says, "No, bruh, no, not fuck Rob, not at all." Oh, okay, he's responding to something that from some earlier thing. I just thought it would be dope to participate. I don't have the same education experience. Okay, yeah. Next one's also from Cameron. Why the fuck are comedians putting out 40-minute specials all of a sudden? We come see you live for 80 to 90-minute headlining sets live. Then you cut that down to an hour. I can see that, sort of. But 40? What did Netflix tell y'all people to turn on after, that people turn off after 40? But they won't give you any other data than that. But that data is accurate, or is it possibly a negotiating tool so they can get more comedians' faces on their platform for the same overall price? I hope the minutes went down. But the bag stayed the same. But that doesn't sound like business to me. Keep chomping, Beaver Puss. Keep chomping, Beaver Puss. Yeah, we're not letting Beaver Puss die. So listen, I don't know what, you know, I think the data says that people tune out halfway through, no matter the length of the thing. People usually tune out halfway through. So I think the main reason that people are putting out 40-minute specials is because that's, you know, that's the minimum for the full length special is 40 minutes, and you don't get paid for more minutes, you know, or, you know, they decided to cut out 20 minutes for whatever reason or whatever, you know, whatever calculation comics make in that. But I think the minimum they can turn in is 40 minutes. You know, or maybe they decided that 40 minutes was all there was. Also, I think some people think that that the shorter the special is, the more likely people are to watch it. You know, like if you sit down and you see something, you know, 3.5 hours, you'd be like, I can't start this. You know, so maybe there's some other calculation there, but I don't know. No one's ever really told me. You know, I had the opposite problem, which somehow, you know, but yeah, people have different calculations about that. You know, so 40 minutes seems like the sweet spot, I think. Yeah, because I think most people don't finish hours, but I have no idea. All right, Dr. Cook question. Hi, Brian. All of a sudden, the past few days, I've had 1,000 flies in my apartment, and it's been an issue. I hate flies with a passion, and I remembered you saying that you did too and recommend the Bug Assault Rifle on the podcast. I just got it yesterday. I just want to say this is one of the most satisfying experiences I've had in a while. The salt shoots out with a lot of force and really annihilates them. It really does, doesn't it? So I've been going around my apartment, John Wicking all these flies, just having a blast, probably killed like a few dozen of them. Anyway, just wanted to thank you again for that recommendation, and thanks, Bug Assault, for existing. Doctor, good question. Okay, listen, yeah, man, if you got a bunch of flies in your apartment all of a sudden, and they either getting in or they breeding that motherfucker, you got to find where the rotten food is or where the hole is in the screen. I mean, I don't know what your situation is, but having dozens of flies in your apartment is, you know, there's a breach. But, you know, I'm sure you got it, Doctor. Good question. Good question. You didn't even ask a question. Okay. This is from Seth. Okay. Hey, Brian, huge fan here. Was wondering if you could give some advice. Okay, here we go. Relationship advice. Oh, man, I'm so bad at this. My ex and I split up 2 years ago, and it's been a never-ending nightmare since.
Since you split up?
Currently, my lease is ending, and I decided to move in with a guy friend of mine who's remained friends with my ex, despite only knowing her through me, all right? This supposed friend then went on to convince me to move into his place a month earlier because my ex wanted to move into my old place for the last month of the lease because she's now getting a place with my old roommate. Okay, so that's confusing. Wait a minute. Currently, my lease is ending and I decided to move in with a guy friend of mine. Okay. This supposed friend then went on to convince me to move into his place a month earlier. Oh, he wanted you to move in sooner because my ex wanted to move into my old place for the last month of the lease. She's now getting a place with my old roommate. Oh. Okay. Shortly after moving into this new place, I find out that my supposed best friend and now roommate and my ex have coordinated all of this so that they can go to a festival together, a festival in another state that they know I'm planning on attending. Okay. I have since written this friend off as he is not a friend in my eyes anymore. I'm now moving out of this place and going to get a place of my own, and my ex is still planning on moving into my old place regardless of the fact that she's not on the lease and I am. The police have already told me that there's nothing I can do since my roommate is letting her move her stuff in. Okay. I'm just wondering, is there anything else I can do to remove the drama from my life? Am I the crazy one for not wanting to be around my ex or around my supposed friends that would rather make plans with my ex? I feel completely manipulated by everyone around me and don't know who to turn to anymore. Should I just leave the country at this point? Many thanks. Love the special. By the way, keep doing what you do. Okay, this is a little confusing, the details here, but for me anyway, maybe my comprehension's down. No coffee this morning, just straight up water. So brain is moving a little slow. But, yeah, man, you got to move on. No contact. Cut contact. Stop being obsessed about what your ex is doing and who they fuck. It's just easier. It's hard to do, but it's just easier that way. And listen, we all fall short of the glory. You know, I don't know. You know, we've all done it. You know, you keeping tabs, but it's not healthy. You know, you got to really move on in every way possible. Yeah, get your own shit. You know, I'm not sure if your friend is trying to fuck your ex, because maybe that's what's happening. I don't know what kind of relationship y'all got. If you're like, she's fair game or whatever. But yeah, all of that, your friends kicking it with your ex right after you break up with her, that's a little wild. That's a little wild. but yeah, the best thing for you to do is just move on. Just ignore her, you know? Stop trying to figure out. Because see, you out here still, you still playing detective like y'all together. Who gives a fuck what she do? You know, move the fuck on. You know, what she's doing is not affecting you. You know what I mean? You know, don't let, you know, I'm sorry, man. Like I that's just me. Maybe I'm a little more cold blooded, but you know, it's usually easy for me to move on pretty fast. You know, that's the ex for a reason. You know, what's the chances of you running to them at a music festival? Is this like some small fucking like post Burner Man thing? I don't know. But just go to the festival anyway and go, you know, like, I don't understand why this is an obstacle. Yeah, you remove the drama from your life by removing yourself from the drama. That's all it is. You can't control what they do, you know? Yeah, and your friend's probably trying to bang your ex, which, you know, that's a whole different thing. I don't know if you've talked to him about it or whatever. I don't know how you found out certain things, but, like, just move the fuck on, bro. That's all you can do. Stop, you know, stop tripping off hoes, you know? You know, a lot of, you know, 80% of, like, when you hear is all this violence in the hood and all this other stuff, most of it is over women. You know, most of this violence, like all this rap beef shit, most of that's over women. You know, when all the people shooting this and shooting up that, it's over women. You know, which is wild. And especially when you at a level, you know, it's like, I don't get it. That's one of the skills you have to learn is to not allow your exes to fucking, you know, you can't be around people that make you have such strong emotional responses that you can't control yourself. You know what I'm saying? Some people will say don't be vulnerable with women because they'll use it against you. You know, I say good point. So, no, that's not true. Well, you got to be very, very selective about who you vulnerable with, you know. So as long as this bitch don't have no information or no access to documents or nothing that could, like, destroy you or whatever, just move the fuck on. You know, she obviously is. She's not actively fucking your life up. Just move on. All right, because the more you push, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. You know, and then you're going to get more and more emotional. You're going to do something irrational, and then it's going to end up costing you more than just the time you wasted living with this bitch or whatever. Okay. Ooh. Home. Oh, wait a minute. New article. With homelessness on the rise, the Supreme Court weighs bans on sleeping outdoors. Wow. Bruh, we are really actually moving towards a dystopian future, bro. This is crazy. You know, I speak about a lot of homelessness. If you know my story, you know, I was homeless for a bit. I didn't have to sleep on the street for very long because I was a veteran, so I got to the good shelter pretty quick. But the problem with, well, there's so many problems with homelessness, but a big, huge issue is perception, you know, is that we, you know, we live in this day and age where everybody wants, you know, no one wants to deal with it. And no one wants to admit that. Most people are like, they just don't want it in their vision. You don't want to have to see it, but they don't actually care what's happening to those people, you know, and it's becoming more and more and more people. And we really allow these fucking ultra super fucking capitalists to convince us that homelessness is a moral failing. That, like, if someone ends up on the street, it's because it's their fault. Not that their rent went up $500 all of a sudden. You know, they have a drug problem. Actually, the vast majority of homeless people that have a drug problem didn't start using drugs till they were on the street. Yeah, that's right. Most drug users have somewhere to live. It has nothing to do with that, right? So it's a, so a lot of people have that attitude. I ask them all the time, they should fucking do something about all this fucking movement. They should get the fuck out of here. And then they go, okay, where should they go? Oh, I don't fucking know. Yeah, what do you mean? So you just want it to be somebody else's issue. Well, we could, I don't know, give them somewhere to live. Not on my dime. Okay, then what you want then? Like, people are struggling out here. You know what I'm saying? It's like we have to, because what are you going to, how you, because here's the thing, because this is really an attack on the poor. How do you ban sleeping outdoors without banning camping? Right? So now you have to find a way to word, the law in such a way where people with money can sleep outdoors all they want and people with nowhere to live. What are they supposed to do? If you can't sleep outdoors, if you don't got nowhere to live, where you supposed to sleep? What you supposed to go to outer space? You supposed to sleep underwater? What you supposed to do? It's like, it's, right. I mean, think about how fucking ignorant this solution is. It's just completely illegal to sleep outdoors. Like, they just made it, I forget where it was. They tried to make it so you could, you can sleep in your car as long as you have a home. But if, like, if you homeless, you're not allowed to sleep in your car. It's like shit like that is wild, you know? So, because here's another thing. A huge part of this would be resolved if we had actually invested in our infrastructure and we had a high-speed rail system now. You know, but, like, these same people are so afraid, like the super ultra-capitalists, they're so afraid of giving people any kind of freedom that gives them choice because that makes you a less compliant worker, right? But if we had the high-speed rail system that we should have had a decade ago, you'd be able to live somewhere cheap and still work somewhere that's expensive so that you could, you know. But, you know, it's getting to the point where, like, you can't live in L.A. Like, the rent is through the roof. New York, San Diego, pretty soon Austin. It's going to be so difficult to live in these places, you know? And I don't know what the solution to that is going to be, you know? It's people making, you know, five figures, six figures that's living check to check. Cause we out there like that. It's like, that's how bad. So that's, I don't listen to these motherfuckers. They be talking about, oh, the economy. They talking about the stock market. Nigga, the economy to me is the average person struggling. You know, the average person that's working hard, that's working their 40 hours a week, that can still barely get by, that's one paycheck away from being on the motherfucking street where they didn't get treated like they don't even fucking matter at all, like they're a second-class citizen. You know? You get put out on the street through no fault of your own, for real, and now you're not allowed to go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? You want a bunch of homeless people just on no-dos walking the street? Gonna be the fucking walking dead out there. Yeah. Don't be broken. Don't let us see you be sleepy. That's the law is don't not have money, you motherfucker. You know, that's why I tried to tell y'all before, man. The argument about the housing shit is it always starts in the middle. Look, if you own a property and you want to raise the rent double, triple, whatever. But I don't think you should be able to rent out a house that you haven't paid off. Because that's a huge, I mean, Airbnb fucked the housing market up. These big corporate shits, they fucked the housing market up. But mostly it's people seeing housing as like, you know, I'm like, oh, if you own a house and you want to rent it out, that's one thing. But for you to be able to take out a loan and buy away housing, like buy, you know, and then charge extravagant rent. It doesn't make sense to me. And because that's not your house. It doesn't make any sense to me. It's like, because speculating is illegal in any other thing except housing. You know, you're not allowed, you legally, you're not allowed to buy shit that you don't own. Like, you're not allowed to sell shit that you don't own. But housing is different. You can just, if you get just enough to afford the loan, then you can take housing away and charge people whatever you want for it. Doesn't make any sense. You know, and people are greedy as fuck, man. And it's starting to retract here in Austin because, you know, Texas ain't for everybody. You understand that? The great state of Texas ain't for everybody. Some of these landlords, I just recently found a new place. Some of these landlords or people selling houses, they still trying to sell a house like it's 2021. It's like, hey, motherfucker, well, this ain't the 2022. This ain't the boom no more. Everything's going down. There's a lot of motherfuckers having real trouble filling up apartments, you know, because people can't afford it. People can't afford it. You know, the cost of living is going up and up and up and up and up, and the average wage is staying the same, and we're just doing nothing about it. You know, pretty soon, everyone's going to be living in the Dakotas. So, you know, shit like that really, really pisses me off. Let's see, one more. This is one of my favorites. I haven't seen a headline like this in quite some time. Let's check it out. Students, this is from Fox 5 San Diego. Students allegedly told to perform murder in puppet show. Texas school district investigating. What does that mean? Like murder as the puppets or like literal murder? The Texas school district says it is investigating a substitute teacher who allegedly instructed students to act out a murder during a puppet show. What's wrong with that? What are we talking about here? What's wrong with this? Speaking with NextStars at KXAN, the Hayes Consolidated Independent School District said the, Independent School District, okay. Said the long-term substitute working as a theater arts teacher at Johnson High School in Buda, outside of Austin, has been suspended pending an investigation by the campus. Students report that the substitute assigned them to perform a puppet show in which at least one puppet had to be murdered. Oh, man, okay. Additionally, one group of students reports that their performance would have involved a mass shooting, though it is not clear if that was the specific assignment or a scene created to meet the parameters of the assignment. You know what it was. Assigning or allowing this type of performance would be disturbing and an unacceptable conduct. What are you talking about? It's art. The school and the district apologize to the students and their parents for any distress this has caused and pledges to ensure that it does not happen again. According to the district, the substitute may be asked not to return to its school based on the investigation. I mean, look, man, what are we talking about right here? it's puppets. What do you think? Like, you know what's, you know what kills me is when people act like they ain't never been kids before. These kids, you acting out murder and shit anyway. You let your kids watch a movie where people get murdered. Nobody has any problem with kids being entertained by gratuitous violence as long as there's not too many titties being visible. You know, so I don't understand why this is an issue. It's art. It's acting. It's puppets. One of the puppets has to die. Oh, no. It's like, what are we talking about here? Which bitch-ass parent made this complaint? It's like, you write a play, somebody died. I don't see what the issue is here. You know, again, I don't have kids and I don't care about yours, but this seems stupid. You know, that's the most I can put it. And for it to happen in Texas of all places, right? It's like these fucking moralizing people just kill me. Y'all know my motto. It seems that every time the people that are trying to tell everybody how they should be living are always, always, without fail, living foul. Right? Their line stops right where their vices stop. Right? I'm never shocked when people like this end up, you know, they end up finding heads in their freezer and shit like that. You know? All right, one more. Let's see. Hospital staff pleads with bite victims to stop bringing snakes to emergency departments. Health officials are warning people not to attempt to catch snakes after they've been bitten. Well, no shit. The caution comes after snake bite victims had brought the reptiles with them into the emergency room. Doctors say calling for help. Well, yeah, because that's what people was always told. People were told to catch the snake, so because if you knew what snake it was, you could know what antivenom to use. But I'm not sure what to do. I mean, what they should be advising people to do is to stop fucking around where there be snakes at. That's what I would do. But I think the hospitals can usually tell now what bit you based on like the region and the width of the width of the fucking bites. And all of that, you know? So, it's not an issue. And also, I think it's pretty dangerous if you're bit by a snake to then also try to catch the snake, you might get bit again, you know? Man, that seemed like the way I would die. My dumb ass would just get bitten and go, nah, but up. And then a motherfucker would, like, catch me in the arm, and then I try to catch a motherfucker again. He catch me in the motherfucker neck. Boom, straight to the artery, nigga, gone. Yeah, and then now you bring it, or you catch, say you catch the snake successfully. Now you bring it to a hospital, and the motherfucker get away from you. You sit in the hospital holding the motherfucking viper. Yeah, man, stop fucking around with snakes, bro. Venomous snakes, bro. There's a dude on Instagram. I can't remember his motherfucking name, but he's a black dude that be fucking around with these snakes, bro. And I'm like, what? You know, like straight up on some Steve Irwin shit, but with snakes. Like, ah, oh, it's a, you know, like the like snake right here, venomous, like one of the most poisonous snakes in the world. Like, no, nigga, no, can't do it. You know, I would like to know more about this person because he don't say nothing about this person. Like where were you raised? Who was your stepdad? You no way you had two black parents. No way. I could be wrong, but he straight up on some wilderness shit. Like, it's not an act. It's not for the gram. Like, this dude really be fucking with snakes like that, the deadly ones. And I don't understand people's fascination with them. You know, I'm fascinated with a lot of shit right up till it can kill me, and then I can watch it on a documentary. You know, I don't need to be up and I don't need to be up close with something that can kill me. I'm good on that. You know. Texas movie theater sued. 24-ounce cup allegedly only holds 22 ounces. The horror. What? A North Texas man is suing Cinemark, based in Plano, Texas. He alleges that the theater company is shorting customers on drink sizes. But the class action lawsuit was filed in federal court in Sherman, Texas on Wednesday. Shane Waldrop, who filed the lawsuit, claims that Cinemark is selling drinks in containers that are labeled as 24 ounces, but the containers only hold 22 ounces. He took the empty container from the theater and measured how much liquid it could hold. According to the article, Waldrop's lawsuit alleges violations of Texas Deceptive Trade Practices Act, negligent misrepresentation, common law fraud, and unjust enrichment. Waldrop is seeking compensatory damages and for Cinemark to repackage its 24-ounce drinks with the proper amount of advertised liquid. The lawsuit says Cinemark has yet to respond. You fucking fatty. Come on! What are you talking about, man? First of all, you know, you're going to have a hard time here because it might be their manufacturer that's mislabeling it. But most importantly, you can get free refills. Who gives a fuck? You get free refills. Also, 24 ounces of soda is so fucking bad for you. You know, I mean, I can see, I mean, but what made him what made him take the cup home and measure? That's what's wild to me. I don't know what makes you go to that length for 2 ounces of soda. You know, because this lawsuit's going to cost money, and if you lose, what do you want? What are the compensatory damages? How were you damaged? I don't understand. You know, now, what you should be suing for is them ridiculous fucking prices. That 22-ounce soda is probably $14. That's just robbery in and of itself. It ain't worth $14. You know, but this is a level of petty that I don't approve of unless it's revenge-wise. Like, somebody, Tim, I need to know, did somebody at the end fuck with you? Like, I need to know that you have some kind of motivation other than that you the type of nigga you walking around going, you know, you're like, you the type of nigga that be like, oh, 16-ounce porterhouse, and say, what say you? Breaks out the scale, puts the meat on the scale, 15.5, you know? You one of those people. And it's like, I can't go eat with you. I can't go do places. You can't do shit with people like this because they're gonna get your food spit in. You know what I mean? They're gonna get your motherfucking your brakes installed improperly because they wanna fucking start a confrontation wherever they go. These are the people that walk around looking for confrontation. You know? I can't imagine sitting in the movie going, wait a minute. That didn't feel like 24 ounces. I'm going to take this motherfucking cup home and see about it. I don't know. I hope you win, but I, because, you know, you're in the right technically, but I don't respect people like you. I don't respect the species of whatever the fuck you are, male Karen, whatever it is. It's too much. I don't know enough of the story. Maybe there's more to it. Maybe I just need to know that there has to be something else. Because if you do this kind of thing without any sort of motivation, you know, I think you're the problem. I think you're part of the problem. I don't think it's Cinemark. I think it's you, you know. Now, I do have problems with Cinemark. Don't get me wrong. But the fact that the sodas are, that there's missing ounces, I think the rest of us could have gone the rest of our lives and never realized that, you know. All right, one last one. Oh, man. We usually like to end on a positive note, but we're not. Mutated strains of an unknown drug substance bacteria somehow got into the International Space Station. Uh-oh. It's not clear how the space bacteria may affect the health of astronauts on the ISS. Or humans back on Earth. Nigga, I shouldn't have read that. Oh, my God. Yes, an International Space Station battery pallet piece did indeed create... No, that's not... A group of researchers took a closer look at the bacterial strains on board the ISS and found that they had mutated to a different form that's genetically and functionally distinct from their earthly counterparts. In a new study published on PubMed, scientists suggest that bacteria in space becomes more resistant to treatment or drugs and are able to openly persist in the microgravity environment in abundance. Over the past two decades, the ISS has hosted nearly 300 astronauts. Although astronauts tend to travel light, they do unintentionally bring their microbes with them to space. As a result, a unique microbial population has grown on the space station. In 2019, researchers conducted the first extensive survey of bacteria and fungi on board the ISS and found a whole bunch of microorganisms living among the astronauts. Yo. The bacteria that live on the ISS enjoy different conditions than those found on Earth, and they are influenced by different factors like ventilation, humidity, air pressure, as well as the number of astronauts on board the station. The extreme environment in space also exposes the bacteria to microgravity, radiation, and elevated levels of carbon dioxide. As a result, the microorganisms have to adapt in order to survive. The researchers behind this new study focused Enterobacter bugadensis. Enterobacter bugadensis, isolating 13 strains of the bacterial species from the ISS for analysis. E. bugadensis is associated with the human gastrointestinal tract, and the species is known to be highly adaptable and can take advantage of unusual conditions to infect a host. The bacterium has been linked to severe clinical infections, namely neonatal sepsis, a blood infection found in infants younger than 90 days. The study found that under stress, E. bugadensis mutated to become more resistant to antimicrobial. Oh, yeah. So the astronauts are bringing back death diarrhea. Outstanding. I don't know about this. I mean, listen, I knew that my generation would be the last one. You know, I thought maybe the next kids would make it, you know, to 17. But this would be the last generation of adults that's alive like right now. Because we seem to be accelerating towards the end. You know, and we're gonna fight. Maybe let that fucking asteroid come. Just let it, you know. Black hole sun, this motherfucker. You know what I mean? See, without Rob here, I'm sinking into full-on cynicism, and I'm here for it. That's been our episode. Thank y'all for tuning in to BS with Brian Simpson. Again, if you want to support the podcast, go ahead, like, share, subscribe, go to my links, do my link tree, come see me on tour. We'll see y'all next time. Episode 100.